turn there this evening. What a great psalm this is. This whole thing from beginning to end. It's one of the psalms that we need to know it. Amen. We need to remember it, and it'd be a great blessing in our life. There's a situation a lot of times people find themselves in life as they're serving God, and you know what, they get saved and they're kind of going along in life. The devil has a way, and this world has a way to ensnare people again and kind of just, you know, sneak up, wrap that choking coil around people and just slowly and subtly begin to choke the life out of them, drag them down. And, you know, many of us have experienced that, or you've seen it in people. And there's a great, great promise in this psalm that deals with the snare of the fowler. Let's read this in Psalm 91. Verse 1, it says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." You know, this psalm was the very first, part of the Bible that I ever read. And I remember growing up in Catholic school, we had religion class, but it never included the Bible. And it's just the way it was. And so we had this teacher that she talked about being born again, which, you know, she's just speaking foreign. Any of us didn't know what she was talking about. I'm surprised she even got in the door. But, you know, she taught religion, and she gave all of us students this little scroll that was rolled up and had this nice little ribbon around it, and it was this psalm on it. And, you know, she'd talk about it and tell us that, you know what, we could read this and we could apply this to our life and we could trust God. We could have confidence because of what God's saying in this. And I kept that for years and years and years. I might even still have it somewhere, this little scroll rolled up of this psalm. And it was the first thing I had ever read, again, in my life, of something from the Bible, actual scripture right out of the Bible. And, you know, it's a powerhouse, some powerful, great truths and promises in here. One of the things I want to look at is verse 3 says, "Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler." And you know what? You get a picture when you hear that word snare. Is snare is something that's set to trap animals. A lot of times a snare can be something that's very simple, very, very small, like a wire. You can get snares that are just wires. And, I had a friend that used to trap a lot, and he would set these snares. It's just a little wire, and he'd hook it on somewhere to a branch or to a fence post or something like that out in the fields. And, and put it in some brush and just make it into a little loop along a little narrow little trail so that if a fox or a coyote or bobcat or something would walk by, they'd have to go through this, and they'd put their neck through this little snare, and then as soon as they started to pull away, it would tighten on them. And it didn't kill them right away. Sometimes it didn't kill them. It would just hold them. But you know, the more they struggled, the tighter it got. A snare. They were ensnared. And that's, you know, a kind of a picture that I get of the work of the devil as being described here as setting a snare for you and I. Setting a snare in this life of things that would entrap us, things that would entangle us, try to choke the life out of us. And you know, when we find ourselves ensnared in something, oftentimes, you know what, I've been guilty of this. It's almost human nature. I try to free myself. Amen. I try to free myself. I try to, you know what, in my own strength and in my own ability, get myself out of that snare. But I find as I struggle, it just gets tighter. It just chokes harder. Because God, He says, I'll rescue you from the snare of the fowler. Amen. There's some things in the Bible that describe this, that are described as being a snare to you and me in this life. Again, something that if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves entangled in. That we might not even always recognize it. It might be well hidden by the devil. Amen. Then all of a sudden we realize we're caught and we struggle and it chokes and you would try in our own strength. Because there's that fear. There's that fear in us many times of, you know what, I don't want to go to God for help. I don't, you know, it's that same thing that hit Adam and Eve in the garden, that when God came in, they hid themselves. They hid from Him. Instead of running to Him, they hid. You know what, the same thing happens in the lives of people today. Instead of running to the Lord, we hide from Him. I've been guilty of that too. We hide from God. We withdraw from God. We separate ourselves from Him. First area that I want to look at is that is described as a snare is idolatry. In Exodus 23:33, it says, "For if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you." Idolatry, of course, is something that's, you know what, a very broad topic that covers a lot of things in our life. We could sum it up simply tonight as just being something that we would put before the Lord, something that in our own life we would put before Him. That if there was a throne in our heart, a throne where God's supposed to be sitting, and we could take a peek in there, something else would be on that throne. That type of idolatry is a snare. It's a snare. Sometimes it can be subtle. Sometimes it can disguise itself as important. As important. We can put, you know what, our career or a job before God. That's an important thing. But it's not that level of importance. We can put other people, people that are close to us, loved ones, a husband or a wife, we can put them above God in our life. They are of the utmost importance, but they don't sit on that throne. They don't sit there. That's God's throne. So things that can be described as even important or just good old-fashioned selfish things that we want can take the place of God in our life. This was God's warning to them, but the Bible says that, you know what, they didn't listen. Psalm 106:36 says, "They served their idols, which did become a snare to them." So as you read through that, you know what, in the Old Testament at times, many, many times over the centuries, they were ensnared by idolatry. They were ensnared by the gods of the peoples around them. They were ensnared by them, and it began to choke the life out of them. It began to turn God's favor against them. Second thing, wrong relationships can be a snare. Proverbs 22:24 says, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man do not go, lest you learn his ways and set a snare for your soul. Set a snare for your soul. Wrong relationships can ensnare us. You know, we know the verse, bad company corrupts good habits. Amen. How many, you know what? That's just good, simple doctrine right there. Amen. Doesn't really need much explanation. Bad company corrupts good habits. It's a snare. It's a snare. The wrong relationships can be a snare in our life. Wrong friendships, opening ourselves up to relationships with people that we shouldn't, can ensnare us. It can ensnare us. It can be a subtle thing. It can be a subtle thing where that snare, it's wrapped around there. It's beginning to tighten. It's beginning to choke the life out of us. Amen. You know what? God's all for relationships. He just wants the right relationships. Amen. God knows we're created that we need friends. We need to be around people. We need to find someone to marry. We need a spouse. We need these things. But there's a right one and a wrong one. Amen. Pastor Jones said just the other day, as he said over the years, is Ishmael always comes before Isaac. Amen. Another area that can be a snare is the love of money. It can be a snare to our life. 1 Timothy 6:9. Those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare. They fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. You know what? It can be subtle. It can be subtle that something that creeps in. You ever thought of, have you ever met someone who has so much money and they just said, you know what? I just don't want any more money. I got so much, I don't know what to do with it. You know, maybe they exist, but I'll tell you, they're few and far between. We're all saying, no, I definitely never heard of that person. And it isn't me. Because there's something in human nature that drives people that, you know what? I've got a lot, but I need more. Amen. I've got a lot, but I need more. And it can be a snare to people. Not money, the love of money. Amen. It can ensnare people because of what people will do to get it. That's a scary thing in this world that we live in today. It's a scary thing of what people will do to get more. It's sad. Of course, you know what? Doesn't apply to everybody, but you know what? A lot of companies, a lot of individuals are this way, but a lot of companies are this way, or corporations are this way. They're just, you know what? They'd kick you to the curb so fast if they found someone they could pay a nickel less. Sadly, not all of them, but there's a lot of them that are that way. Love of money. Going after it. What people will do should never be beyond the craziest imaginations of what people would do for money. Of what people would do for it. Another area. Wrong desires. Proverbs 29:6. By transgression, an evil man is snared. Wrong desires. Sin. Going after the wrong thing in life. Going after something that God has forbidden. Amen. That God has said, don't go after this. But we go after it, something that we want, something that we desire. We give into the lusts of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. We go after it. And then we're ensnared. A lot of times it's, you know what, looking back at the past, looking back at what we used to be, what we used to have. You know, really, as it should be, salvation for a lot of people, and it should be this way, is a dramatic change in life. How many of you know what I'm talking about? It's a dramatic change. It's a powerful change. you look back a few years before you got saved, did you ever think, oh, you know what, I just can't wait till I'm in church all the time. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. It's going to be so fun. I'm partying now, but hey, that'll be fun then. No, you know what? Salvation was a dramatic change. It was powerful in our life. It rearranged all the priorities. I don't know about you, but when I got saved, all the priorities in my life got rearranged. Amen. And by the grace of God, he's still trying to set them in order for me. Amen. Priorities got rearranged. Some things were cut off. Some bridges were burned. Old things passed away. But if I am caught up with what I used to be, see, because for some, it's hard to let go of what they would consider to be the glory of the past. You know what I mean? The glory of what I used to have, what I used to be. And sometimes that ensnares people. Snares people to get another little taste of it again. These things, other things, the cares of this world, Jesus spoke of as choking the life out of people. It's not that in and of themselves, not everything is sin and evil in and of itself, but it's the priority that we put on it in our life. It's the priority that we put. It's having it in the wrong order. Nothing wrong with a career, a job, a business, and making good money. Praise God for it. But the priority. Amen. Take a look at the throne. Amen. We just got to take a look at it once in a while and see what's on it. See who's on it. Amen. God's on it. Good. Good. Amen. Let me just make sure. God's on it. Maybe you found yourself ensnared even tonight. Even tonight, it's a picture that in your mind you can relate to, you can see. Let's look a little bit at what this psalm says about staying free, free from the snares, and some of the things that it mentions in here. I like this very first verse. It starts out and describes this place, the secret place of the Most High. Amen. How many of you have been there? Praise God. The Bible says we can be there. He who dwells there. Not just visits once in a while. Amen. But dwells in the secret place of the Most High. You know what? There's something powerful about that intimate relationship with the Lord. You know, we hear that term thrown about a lot, you know, personal relationship with Jesus and this and that. But there really is the reality of that. Of that intimate place. It's a secret place. Because it's a place where just you and God go, or just me and God go. Amen. It's a place where me and God, it's a secret place. It's secret to you. You got your own secret place. Amen. And God's there. You and God should be there. The Bible says we need to dwell there. That we need to know that there's a refuge there. In verse 2, a refuge and a fortress there. That secret place, when we come into the presence of the Lord, when we're pouring out our heart, we're calling upon the Lord, that in our heart is, guess what, faith and trust. And that relationship. That's it. You know what? I get up in the morning and I'm thinking about Jesus. Last thing I think about when I go to bed is Jesus. The secret place. The secret place, a relationship that's powerful, that's personal, that's intimate, that we always go to right away. When there's trouble, Jesus. When something's wrong, Jesus. When we need an answer, Jesus. First thing that comes to mind, it's a secret place. Amen. It's a refuge. It's a fortress. And we can trust him, it says in verse 2. We can trust him. I'll trust in him. Trust, you know what, can be a fragile thing in this world that we live in. How many of you know? You've experienced that. You've been there. You trusted. You got burned. You trusted. The trust was broken. It was betrayed. It hurts. It still hurts today. And so trust with God doesn't come easy. It doesn't come easy. But you know what? We can trust him. He won't let us down. Amen. And you got to remind yourself of that. God won't burn me. Amen. God won't betray me. God's not going to let me down. God's going to be, I can trust him, and that trust will be safe. Safe. Amen. Because you know what? Trust isn't given easy. Amen. It's not earned easy a lot of times. We don't want to just trust anybody anytime. We've all been there. Sometimes, God forbid, I hope it's not the case, but some people will not and cannot trust. But I want you to know tonight that before you leave this place, you can make a decision in your heart. You can come down to this altar and you can say, Jesus, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. Everybody else has done this or that, but you know what? I'm going to forget about that. I'm going to move on and I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you with my very life. I'm going to trust you with my future. I'm going to trust you with my eternity, Lord. I'm trusting you. Amen. That's what salvation, there's a lot of trust involved in salvation. There's a lot of trust in there. You know what? I haven't seen Jesus. I haven't gone to heaven to check it out and come back and say, hey, y'all, it's good. I've been there. I checked it out. Trust me. No, it ain't nothing like that. We're trusting him. We're trusting him that, you know what? Everything he said is true. That everything he did, he did. Everything he's going to do, he's going to do. The place that he's prepared for us, he's indeed got it prepared. Amen. That's an exciting thing. And you know what? He is trustworthy. He is trustworthy. Praise God. Staying free from the snares. This personal relationship with Jesus will keep us free from the snares. A time of prayer, of seeking him, to know him. You know what? That's when you hear from him. That's when you hear from him and he says, hey, don't go there. Don't go there. See that snare? Take a step back. See that snare? And we go, oh, yeah. I'd have walked right in it, Lord. I'd have walked right in it. But see, he'll keep us. He'll keep us. And if we find ourselves ensnared, then he'll set us free. He'll set us free. The thing that's snared cannot free itself. Cannot free itself. Those little animals, I feel sorry for them now. But you know, they struggle, and it just gets tighter and tighter. They can't get out. They can't get out. That's how it is for you and I if we get caught in something. If we get ensnared by the things of this world and the traps of the devil, you can't get out unless Jesus comes down and says, let me undo that snare for you. Amen. Let me let you out. He says, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Because you have made him this. We've made him this. We've made the decision. God's my refuge. The refuge is, you know what? When there's trouble, like I said, that's where I'm running. That's where I'm running. I made him this in my life. He is this, but I decided that that's what he's going to be to me. And that's where I'm going. Amen. When I need an answer, when I need help, when I something's not right. Thank God people can help us from time to time. But you know what? I'm going to the Lord. I'm going to the Lord. He's the refuge. He's the fortress. Amen. I made him that. I made a decision in my life. And I, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I still need to keep making the decision because I forget sometimes. He's my refuge. He's my fortress. It says here that when we're in trouble, he'll be there. Verse 15. This is God speaking. He says, I will be with him in trouble. How many of you gotten in trouble before and all of a sudden you had no friends? Amen. You had no friends. You got in trouble and everybody, I don't know that person. You know, I'm out of here. Nobody came and visited you in jail. Amen. You got in trouble and you were just a stranger. Nobody knows you. But the Bible says when we're in trouble, God says, I'll be with him. I'll be with him. Amen. I thank God for that. I thank God because you know what? People will forsake people when we get into trouble. Amen. There's not many that stand by us. You know, our family or our mom. Amen. But you know what? Not many. not many will stand by us when we're in trouble, when we're in a bad place. People say, that's trouble. I'm getting away. Amen. That person's backslid. I don't want to be around them. Might jump on me. Amen. But God says, when we're in trouble, I'll be there. See, because that snare is beginning to choke the life out of people. Guess what? When the life gets choked out, we begin to make bad decisions. We begin to make wrong choices. We begin to, like I said, we're distancing ourselves from God, from the people of God, from church. We're pulling away. Bad choices always lead to more bad choices. Amen. And people say, you know, it's bad news, that person. God says, I'll be there right there. Amen. I'll be there right there. Because as soon as you quit squirming, I'll reach down and loosen that snare so you can get out. He says, I'll honor him. In verse 15, I will deliver him and honor him. You know, we might forget how valuable that statement when God says to you and me, amen. We should put our name right in there. We should put our name in there. Of God saying to me, God saying to you, I'll honor you. I'll honor you. That's powerful. Because what it means is that I will treat you like you're very, very valuable. I will treat you like you're very important. I'll treat you like you're the most special person. I'll treat you like you're dear to me. I'll honor you. Amen. That's what it means. I'll treat you like you're really, really important. Because to God we are. Like I said, everybody else might have looked, snickered, kicked us to the curb and moved on. But God says, hey, I'm going to honor you. I'm going to honor you. Because you're important. Because you're valuable. Maybe in this life, honor from someone is something you've never experienced before. Now, it's not all that common, sadly. But God says, I'll honor you. You know what? We ought to take him up on that. We ought to take him up on that. And say, Lord, if you honor me, it doesn't matter what anybody else does. It doesn't matter what anybody else does. It might be a tough road. It might be a tough stand. I might feel like I'm all alone. But if God says you're valuable, you're special, you're important, everything else is going to be all right. Amen. I'll honor you. He says, I'll honor you. I'll deliver you. I'll deliver you, he says in verse 15. That's that. Again, if you quit squirming, I'll come down and loosen that snare so you can be free. Because the more you squirm, the tighter it gets. You can't free yourself from a snare of the devil. But the Lord, all he has to do is just settle down. You know what that is? Come back over to me. Just loosens it right up. Because most snares will come off real easy. They're just, a lot of them are very simple. They're just a wire. They're just a wire. And the thing that keeps it is the pulling. As soon as that's relaxed, I'm like, oh, guess what? It loosens back up again. But the animal or the person doesn't know that. They fight. They pull against it. And it gets tighter. And it's choking. But like I said, Jesus says, you know what? Be still. I'll loosen it. And ooh, we can get back out again. We can be free. We can be free. Thank God that we can run to the Lord. You know what? Times of trouble, he speaks of. Times of trouble. If times of trouble describes what you're in right now, whether it be things that have been beyond your control, or bad choices, sin, mistakes have brought times of trouble. Because guess what? One bad choice always leads to another. That's squirming and pulling on the snare, and it's getting tighter. But he says, in times of trouble, I'll be there. I'll be there. But will you settle down before the Lord right here tonight? And say, you know what, I'm going to get before him. Not like Adam and Eve. I'm not going to go hide. I'm not going to run away. There's people not here tonight because they're hiding from the Lord. They're hiding from Him. But don't hide. Don't run away. Take the opportunity. Come before Him. Say, Lord, deliver me from this snare that I found myself in. Yes, I did this. I did this. Forgive me. Loosen this snare. Free me from this thing. It's choking the life out of me. I can feel it. I'm not where I used to be. I don't have the zeal I used to have. I don't have the passion I used to have. My commitment is fading. I don't have the life is being choked out of me. Deliver me from this snare. Set me free from this. Praise God that He'll do it. You'll walk out of this place with the honor of the Lord upon you. That's what we need. I every day, thank you, Lord. I don't deserve it. I haven't done anything to earn it. I just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you can say amen? Praise God. Let's bow our heads tonight if we could. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Lord, I so thank you so much for your grace. Thank you for the power of God, Lord, to rescue us in times of trouble. Rescue us from the snare. Hallelujah. Maybe you're here in this place and maybe you're not saved, not born again. You know what? That's the first and most important thing tonight. That before we go any further, if there's any all across this place that say, you know what, that's what I need. I need to be saved. I'm not right with God. I don't know if I would go to heaven if I died right now. I don't know. You can know. You can be forgiven, the Bible says, of every sin, completely forgiven, washed away in the precious blood of Jesus. Because of what He did on that cross when He died, when He shed His blood, when He rose from the dead, sets us free from the powers of darkness. It redeems us from the hand of the devil. And He takes us into His family, into His family, into His kingdom. How many? Before we go any further, you'd say, you know, that's what I need. Pray for me tonight. Pray for me. Just slip up your hand. Put it up. God bless you. God bless you tonight. These hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maybe you're here tonight and just of what's going on in your life right now, and maybe these last weeks or months, kind of being caught in the snare of the devil kind of describes it, kind of sums it up, kind of gives you a picture of what's going on. And you'd say, that's right where I'm at. That's right where I'm at. You know what? I don't care why. Maybe it is bad decisions, sin, some of these things that I mentioned, poor choices. The problem is you're caught in the snare, and what we need to do is get before the Lord so He can set us free from the snare. Praise God. How many you say, you know what, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. Praise God. Just slip up your hand, put it up, put it back down. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maybe that secret place is a place where you have not spent very much time at all lately. The secret place with the Lord. The trust of God is not there like it should be. These are things that we need to strengthen and reinforce in our life, to reinforce them before God. You know what? Sometimes I just get before the Lord and say, Lord, I trust you. I trust you, Lord. I trust you. Praise God. We're going to open up these altars here in just a minute. We're going to sing a song. And if you raised your hand, even if you didn't, you know what? Let's take this opportunity right here tonight and get before the Lord. He'll touch you. He'll meet you where you're at. Amen. And if there is a snare choking the life out of you, guess what? He'll loosen it. He'll set you free. He'll set you free. He'll be that refuge. He'll be that fortress. He'll put honor on your life again. Well, the devil's tried to take it away, say, you're nothing and nobody. God will say, you're the most important thing to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why don't we stand all across this place? If you raised your hand, let's just take this time. Slip up out of your seat. Come on down. Let's find a place to pray before we dismiss tonight.
Grace, grace, God's grace, grace.